Love Talk Radio.
All Access Abdul. All Access Abdul. Get ready to get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul, live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, we're thinking alike today.
Happy Sunday. What?
I said we're thinking alike today. We both said that at the same time.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Happy Sunday, great everyone.
Great minds think alike.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
We are happy to be here with everyone to discuss, the latest that's going on with Paula. So I know we gave you guys a sneak peek last week of what we would be discussing today, but, it seems fitting to start out our Mother's Day show with just a little, happy Mother's Day shout-out to Paula. I know she's biologically not mine, but she's been a very big influence on my life, so I'd like to just give her a little shout-out real quick to say happy Mother's Day, and I hope that Wendy had a nice Mother's Day and all that. So just start out with that, I guess. Get that off the chart.
Right, and that's the thing, too. She's played a mother-like role for me, too, for more than half my life. I know she knows of me through social media and seeing me around, but she's between all the positivity and motivating, encouraging words that she would say on TV and on social media. She's always been a mother-like figure for me, and I do want to wish her a happy Mother's Day. She's just been a beautiful, bright light in my life. So, and to her sister and her mom and just all the beautiful women out there. I know today's a difficult day for quite a few people, and I just want to lift everyone up, send them love. I'm here for them. I hear you. I know your story. I get you. This is my day, and it's just a day in society to honor you and honor what you've done for us, the teachers, the mentors, the inspirers, the mothers. Have a happy Mother's Day. So
absolutely. And too, this just crossed my mind too. Also a big shout out to Paula's stepmother. She does have a stepmother, Annie, who was married to her father for a number of years. So also a special shout out to Annie on Mother's Day as well, because Paula may not be yours biologically, but, you definitely left an imprint on her life, too. I know she speaks very highly of Annie. So also a big shout-out to Annie on Mother's Day. But you just mentioned a big word. You mentioned mentorship, and that's kind of what our show on Mother's Day is all about, talking about the different ways that Paula has been a mentor on so many different shows and so many people in the industry. And I know for me, when I think about what my favorite role watching her as a mentor was, I have to say, hands down, it was probably Live to Dance, because that was her own show and she was the whole brains of the operation. And it was just such a fun show, and I feel like it didn't get a fair chance at being successful. And I really loved the kids on that show, and just some of the ways that they were able to dance and express themselves was absolutely incredible. So that's always my favorite thing when it comes to mentorship with her, is that show. I feel like it didn't get a fair shot. And I know that was at a time where she was really struggling in terms of, she had just gotten off of X Factor and she was trying to reinvent herself, and I really, really loved that show.
Actually, mine was actually X Factor. I loved how she mentored the the kids on there, the groups, the Brewer Boys, Intensity. One of my favorite songs that they did was That's Not My Name. I thought that was a very incredible and creative way how they did things. We had the Stereo Hogs, and then Lakota Rain, Haley, Danny, Carrie Fletcher, and Paige. So I know, and there's so many other kids on there too, and she's just, you know, she just has this positivity about her and beautiful light that shines through, and she's just, I love what she has done. Even, like, I mean, she's mentored so many people, and I know when I got to sit down with one of her good friends a while back, like, I was blessed enough to meet one of her good old friends, and that's one thing he said, she enjoyed about American Idol was the mentoring and helping those artists, the talent, become bigger than what they already were. So she's just a beautiful, kind human being.
Absolutely.
I hope we get to see more of it too. I said this before in another show. I wish she would go back to American Idol, but I know that's me dreaming.
I agree with you completely. I mean, I think the other part of me that really respects the mentorship aspect is she always, and I think this talks a lot about her time on Idol because she was just on there for so many years, but she always had a way of when something didn't go right, there was a classiness, there was a way that she used the words where it wasn't an attack and it wasn't something that was demeaning. You know, she would try to find something good about anything. I love the fact that you wore that dress, or I love the fact that you wore your hair that way. There was always something positive. And, you know,
right.
there's always something that comes out of her that even if it was the worst audition ever, there was always something positive in terms of, well, at least you tried, or, you know, you had the courage to do something. And I've always appreciated that fact, because very little to be mean, but it takes a lot to be a bigger person.
Well, absolutely. And you can tell she must have had, she had a hard time. It was a struggle for her to be where she was, where she is today. It was difficult, you know, through her audition process. And even before that, she's always wanted to be in the business. We know that. And you know, for her to do what she's doing now and trying to be a mentor, you know, she had to put up with a lot of bullshit. And it is tough out here. And you got to have a backbone. I honestly, these people out here, how they go and act and whatever, I give major props for people trying to be in the industry, because it is hard. It is tough. But that was the thing about Paula. She, with her past, and I think that's why she was always like, you know what, you need to also give them the encouraging words to continue and not to give up.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agreed with you. You know, and especially in just my own personal experiences with Paula, there's been many times where, you know, one time in particular, and I've talked about it numerous times, so I'm sure many people have heard this story, but there was an instance about 5 years ago where I had unexpectedly lost my job, and it was very sudden, and I had no idea, no inkling that this was coming. It was kind of one of those situations where I was the last one hired, and because they needed to make cuts, it meant I was the first one to go. And I reached out to her and was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, is this, like, my whole life has been built on journalism and going to school, and, you know, I really expected by reaching out to her that she was just going to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. I can't believe that. They're wrong. They shouldn't have put you through that. And I got the complete opposite. I got such a talking to that day, and I was heartbroken because I really expected her to, like, patronize me and make me feel better about myself. And she did in a way, but she also really kind of handed it to me and was like, you can be upset about this, but, you know, eventually you're going to have to find your way out of it. So you might as well start digging now. And I just didn't expect that from her. But I think that's, you know, that's the reality of it sometimes, is that we as people a lot of times need that harsh talking to from the person that we least expect it from to really get ourselves into gear.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the thing, too, like you say that, but that just reminds me of her mom, Lorraine, because Lorraine, she just had that tough love with her mom. And I felt like Lorraine came from her and was giving you some tough criticism, some tough love, like, come on, Megan, you can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And, cause I know from even different stories that Paula's told through, throughout the years, that, you know, her mom was very tough on her and Wendy. And I think, you know, you have to remember, I think the time frame that Paula was growing up was also very different than the time frame that we grew up in, you know, from the technology to what was going on in the world to it's two very different time periods. But, you know, that's another thing that I've always respected about Paula, is if you really need to hear it, she's going to tell you flat out how she feels. And I think sometimes, too, we as fans expect the sunshine and rainbows like she was on Idol to be kind to everybody. But I think it also, I know I've felt this way, it also means a lot more to me that she feels comfortable enough to put me in my place and to say things to me when, you know, the world knows her as this sweet, incredible, humble human being. You know, the fact that she can be stern with me and put me in my place, I think that says a lot, because I think a lot of people don't get to see that side of her. So it does exist. And let me tell you something. After I talked to her that day, I was not having it. I was not happy. I was very upset that she did not, like, coddle me and hold my hand. But, you know, she whipped my butt into shape real quick. And I think that's another thing when it comes to mentoring, and, you know, you have to be unafraid to tell people like it is.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Because they need to hear it straight, and, you know, it's how you make the person stronger and for them to achieve what they want them to achieve. And they need to learn to grow and do what they need to do to become who they want to be.
Absolutely. Amen. 100%. I mean, this is a very inspirational evening of All Access Abdul. I'm very, this is very empowering. This is like a women empowerment seminar, I feel like we're hosting.
Right.
Getting back to the mentoring aspect, yeah. I guess, you know, there's been so many different people that Paul has kind of mentored, per se. You mentioned her ex from the X Factor. I mentioned her ex from Live to Dance. But I think, you know, we should also talk about So You Think You Can Dance, both the season with the adult dancers and the young dancers. I think that was very important, as was her experience just recently kind of on Masked Dancer, although it wasn't really mentoring, but she gave some really great advice on there. But I guess my question for you, Amy, is there something that she has said throughout her, you know, public appearances and TV show appearances and whatnot that really sticks with you and really inspires you?
Oh, my God. Like, what? I mean, everything. All of it. Like, like, where do you want me to begin? One thing that has always stuck out to me and has always motivated me, and it's kind of cheesy, but it's made me, I don't know, it's helped, but one of those quotes that she's taught me is, you know, when you wish upon a star, you might just become one. So I don't know. I just,
That's mine too.
That's something I've, you know, just push and motivate myself. Not that I need to be like famous or whatever, but I want to be that person that does inspire others to follow their dreams. And I do want to inspire people to be who they're supposed to be. So, and to live out their dreams. But you know what? She's also mentored World of Dance, which you can't see me, but ironically enough, I'm in the same episode she's in. And I wish she was there when they taped, but Julianne Hough was. But ironically enough, how all that even came about is like crazy. But she mentored on World of Dance. And, you know, she's also mentored Jenna Dewan, and they were on Lip Sync Battle.
And Jenna Dewan, so, I mean, Jenna Dewan is another person who speaks so highly of her. And, you know, for a number of years, Jenna Dewan was just like us, you know, you guys that are listening, like, she was a fangirl. Like, she loved herself from Paula. And then she got the opportunity to work with her and do this lip-sync battle, I'm thinking Lip to Dance, lip-sync battle program, and she said, even in interviews after that, she's like, she worked my butt off. Like, she had me there till 4 a.m. Like, you know, I mean, I don't think working with her is a joke. Like, I feel like you really get put through the ringer when you work with her, because she expects the best out of people.
Well, that's what the kids said on American Idol. What was it, the 7th or 8th season, when she had to choreograph one of the routines that they had to do, one of the group routines, and she busted their balls, or busted them like there was no tomorrow. So I think, but you know what? She was also supported or around the Jacksons. And I really think the father was that type of person. Like, no, you're going to keep, and even Michael was a perfectionist. You keep dancing until you got that routine down, you know? So I think that's where that comes from, is being around that.
I think that goes for anything in life is, you know, you keep writing, you keep singing, you keep acting, you keep, you know, studying law, keep teaching. Like, you have to keep going, because you're never, you know, you can't ever settle, because things are constantly changing around you. And that's another thing that she's always said, too, that I give her a lot of credit for, is she's always used, and I'm paraphrasing here, but when I say it, you guys will know what I'm talking about. She's always told people to consistently stay a student and to always be learning and to always be perfecting your craft. And she may not have used those exact words, but you all know what I'm talking about. You've heard her say it numerous, numerous times. And it's so important, because I apply that to my life and my career. I mean, I can't tell you how many books about writing and poetry and journalism and communication that I have sitting on my bookshelf. Like, I probably could open an entire library just with books. I feel like that's another part of it, is you always have to stay on top of whatever you're doing. And again, that's a lesson for every career path. You always want to stay up on the latest thing, because you never know when that could help you.
Correct. Yep. And you just got to keep molding your craft.
And
like you said, everything changes, like the way the industries work and how things come up. Like, who knew reality TV was going to be a thing way back when, you know? And then all of a sudden we turn it on and there's live TV in front of our eyes.
Well, and I think about, too, how, especially over this last year and a half, how we've all had to adjust. And, you know, school became virtual school, and parents had to learn how to teach their children. And, you know, people had to learn how to run their businesses out of their own homes instead of an office building. And, I mean, it's been a tough year for everybody in that case. But, again, you pivot. You learn how to adjust, you learn what you're doing, and I at least feel like, because of all the work that I put into learning about how to be a better writer, I do see that paying off a lot of the time, because you have to stay consistent with, you know, what's going on. Like, hello, people don't write with, like, quill pens and ink bottles anymore. Like, that's not how – their typewriters don't exist anymore. Like, that's not how we do things now. But anyway, we should get back to the mentoring aspect, because I could probably go on and on and on my soapbox all day about that. But
I think one thing, too, that Paul has really, inspired me with is just, honestly, the way that she carries herself. And the biggest thing that she's at least taught me, and Amy, I feel like you're going to agree with this in a way, is the attitude of gratitude mindset, to always be grateful
yes.
for what you have. That's a
yes.
huge thing that I've taken away from her, because if you are not grateful for what you have, you're never going to be grateful for what you get in the future.
Absolutely, and I've learned that, like, even with the firms that I've worked for, and always acknowledged whether they're paying for my lunch, they're paying for a breakfast, they're doing something in some way to take care of me, and I've noticed compared to other employees, once I acknowledge something that they've done, in other ways they try to take care of me, and they've known that, you know, and I've just learned that, just be grateful for what you have, be grateful and show gratitude towards other people, and it honestly has changed my way of thinking and the way outcomes have been. So I definitely encourage and for people to live by that.
Yeah.
My life is.
One thing I've always done, I think it helps everybody. You know, you sit back and you write down three things that you're grateful for every week or every day or however, you know, many days a week you want to do it. And it really opens your eyes. And I think what it's taught me is to look for the smaller things too. Like, oh, I found a penny head side up on the sidewalk. And, you know, it's not necessarily big, grandiose gestures that I'm grateful for, because, yeah, I'm grateful for the fact that, you know, my family is alive and healthy, but I'm also grateful for sunny days where I can go for a walk around my neighborhood and, you know, an iced latte when I'm having a really crappy day at work and I just need something mm-hmm. to give me happiness. I think that's the key part of it, though, too, is remembering that things to be grateful for come in all shapes and sizes and different
oh, yeah.
wavelengths. And I mean, I've learned
absolutely.
That from her. I could go on and on and on about the things that I've learned from this woman. So I feel like I'm going to have a whole hour-long talk show here.
Right. Well, that goes into how long we've been fans, and these are reasons why. Like, she has taught us, yes, she didn't birth us. We're not blood or anything, but she has taught us a lot of stuff. Even her, honestly, her cousin, I'm good friends with her cousin. And I mean, even her cousin has taught me things that my own mother hasn't taught me. And that's why I love her cousin. I look up to her cousin and I have a great friendship with her, but also with Paula. It's just things that have came out of her mouth, her encouraging words, and, you know, just taught us to be better people and strong women and to make a difference. So.
Yeah. And I think making a difference too, again, goes back to, you don't have to change the world, but if you can make one person happy, one person, and make them smile or change their day around, you know, you've done your job. And I think that's, you know, there's so many different people that she surrounds herself with that over the years, I think Amy and I, we've been lucky and fortunate to know a lot of people that she surrounds herself with. And even the people she surrounds herself with are good-hearted, kind, good-natured people who, when I go to concerts or, you know, groups of us go to concerts or go to see Paula, we can be a lot for people. People don't get it, okay? I know me. I'm very much – I'm a lot to handle. I fully know that, but I also fully embrace that. But Paula's friends and the
people
that
she surrounds
herself with. I was going
to say, speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, depending on where we're going, the group of us can be that way. But, you know, the people that she surrounds herself with are – they embrace it. They love it. And I think about sometimes,
why do these people like us so much? Like, what did we do?
Well,
I mean, a lot of the people that she surrounds herself with are equally of that same mindset. And I think, again, that's yet another important lesson in the act of mentorship and inspiration, is to surround yourself with people who are going to bring you up instead of bringing you down, and to surround yourself with good-natured, kind-hearted people and embrace that.
That you have
your together,
best interest at heart.
Together.
Yeah. Because there are people out there that, like, tell you, hey, you can do this, you can do this. But then when you're achieving your dream and you're doing it, they kind of, like, take a step back, like, oh, my God, she's succeeding. Like, and they back off, and it's just like, where did you go? Like, I thought you would be proud of me. And I, you know, and it's just, they back off and you just don't hear a word from them ever again. And that's something that I love about Tara. Like, ever since I've moved out here, she's always supported me. And she's, you know, some of the things that she's taught me, well, not taught me, but some of the things that she said that keep me motivated and keep me going, you know, she makes me feel like I belong out here. I know one day I walked into her store and she goes, wow, California is looking good on you. It was like one of the sweetest, kindest things that she could say to me to make me feel good and make me feel like I'm at home out here. So, but yeah, surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up, keep you on the right track, and that are going to be there through your downs, through your ups, through everything.
Paula,
those are the friends that matter.
About that, and it's so true. And I love putting it this way because it just I feel like it makes it real for everyone. But Paula's quote, more or less, again, I'm paraphrasing here, so I may not get the direct verbiage right, but she always says, find the group of people who are not going to be afraid to take public transportation with you when the limousine breaks down. How true is that? Like, you want to find those people who are not ashamed to hop on a bus or a subway when the limo breaks down and you can't give them what they expect of you. That just speaks to me, like, on a whole other level. I don't know why I love that quote so much, but it just reminds me of, like, find the people who love you through the worst and are also there right by your side through the absolute best moments of your life.
Absolutely. Cheers. Amen. I'm over here drinking,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
Hey. You know what? It's Sunday night. I get it. You know, I fully understand that aspect. But, I mean, I feel like closing our show, because we only have a couple minutes left, I don't want to leave out another key thing that Paul has always spoken about mentorship-wise. And I want to give a big shout-out to Gene Kelly, because, obviously, he left a huge imprint on her, and we all know that from going to traveling and seeing her different shows through the years. We know that, but I always think about, like, you know, she understands and appreciates and embraces us, because at one point in her life she was us. She was a fangirl. She loved her Gene Kelly. That was who she loved. And she worshipped him and walked the ground. I kissed the ground that he walked on.
Yes, Paula,
and
I
know
our Gene Kelly.
Yes.
That's why it's awesome.
Absolutely.
That she gets us.
Yeah, because she was us. She 100% was. Listen, I think about it sometimes. If this was this day and age back then, where she could follow Gene Kelly on Instagram and Twitter and talk to him, like, she would be all over that in a heartbeat, okay? Like,
oh,
thank,
yeah,
God technology allows her to be a part of our lives.
If the girl could arrive at Gene Kelly's house an hour before she was supposed to arrive, you know she would be all over it.
But as
As
we wind down our show, we only have 30 seconds left. I just, again, want to send a big shout-out out there to Paula. If you ever hear this, happy Mother's Day. We love you so much. We're so grateful for the impact that you've had on our lives, on my life, on Amy's life, on everyone's lives. You've changed so many people's lives for the better, and we're so grateful for you. And we know that biologically you're not our mother, but you've left an imprint and a huge mark on so many people's lives. Amy, if you have anything to add, please jump in here because I feel like I'm on my soapbox again.
Yes. Paula, we love you to the moon and back, but I'm sure you know that by now. But thanks for always being that type of person that, you know, your encouraging words, your beautiful spirit. Thanks for being that person to accept us of who we are. And thank you for loving us up through social media. And when we get to see you in person, we look forward to seeing you when you, if you go decide to go back on tour, do whatever you do. I know the OMG VIP is coming up. I can't wait to video chat with you. I love you. And to our listeners out there, thanks for listening to us. And everyone out there, thank you and have a great Mother's Day. We love you. And
absolutely.
Thank you for listening to us. And inviting
and before
us
we
to
go,
your home.
I feel like we should introduce next week's topic of choice. So I don't know how many of you out there in Paula world know this, but next week we will be honoring the 30th anniversary of the Spellbound album. So Spellbound came out, I think it's the 30th anniversary. It might be the 29th, but, you know, Spellbound came out right around this time, and we want to – we want to honor Spellbound and
right. It was released May 14th of 1991.
So it is. It's 30 years. 30 years old. So, we're going to honor Spellbound next week.
Yeah, honor it. Oh, so
and I don't know what
else
we're going to get into.
Yeah, who knows? We might have a guest caller. I guess you're going
to
have to tune in and find out.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what we're going to do. We'll tell you that we're going to be talking about Spellbound, and I'm sure we'll go off on 400 other tangents like we always do. But that's okay, because that's what I love about our show is that we have a general concept, and then that general concept turns into so much more than it ever really should be. But that's fine with me, because that's what makes me and Amy lovable and enjoy this show. So I think that's important. But anyway, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, to Wendy, to Annie, to Lorraine, to Paula, even though she's a dog mom, to everyone out there who's a mother. We appreciate what you do for your children. Know that you're appreciated. Know that you're loved. Big special shout out to my mom on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day,
mine
Mom.
Too.
I love you. I know you'll never hear this.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And everyone, thank you for listening to All Access Abdul. Have a great evening.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.